USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Select Committee, formed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, began its first hearing Tuesday into the January 6 Capitol attack. The committee, made up of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans, the 2 Republicans were handpicked by Pelosi and are both critics of former President Donald Trump. Capitol Police and security officers are sharing their firsthand accounts of the violence that took place on January 6, and as far as his reaction to what he's been hearing so far, Republican Congressman Mike Johnson tells Newsmax,
We heard some harrowing testimony this morning. We are on the side of Capitol Police and the brave officers who put their lives on the line to protect this place every day and to protect all of us. No one takes anything away from the officers and what they've been through.
Gymnast Simone Biles has withdrawn from the Summer Olympics, citing mental health concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is traveling to Singapore, Vietnam, and the Philippines to highlight the relationship between the United States and the Indo-Pacific nations. Secretary Austin says the United States is providing assistance to the nations amid a spike in the coronavirus pandemic.
The United States has been rushing urgently needed assistance across the Indo-Pacific. That includes testing equipment, oxygen supplies, PPE, ventilators, and storage for vaccines.
Officials in Florida believe all the victims of the Surfside condo collapse have been accounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Danielle Levine-Cava telling reporters 242 people have been accounted for, including the 98 who died as a result of the collapse more than a month ago. The mayor added it was the biggest non-hurricane-related emergency response ever in the Sunshine State. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
It's a busy week on Capitol Hill as lawmakers are continuing to work on a budget reconciliation plan along with an infrastructure bill.
Negotiations over a bipartisan infrastructure bill continue while Senate Democrats are working on pushing a $3.5 trillion spending plan through the budget reconciliation process. Senator Tom Tillis says that package will do more harm to the economy. The North Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the Democrats' spending package will have negative consequences for several sectors of the country.
We hope that on a bipartisan basis, getting this infrastructure package in, we can set it aside, and then the president and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi can sell this additional spending spree and the reckless taxes that will come with it. That's something else we haven't spoken about. We've got to remember, it's corporate taxes, capital gains, family farmers are going to get hit hard. No one is going to be protected from the tax increase, which is another just way of undermining what was a great story to be told about rising wages before COVID hit our shores.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A trio of Republican senators filed an amicus brief with the Supreme Court calling for the overturning of Roe v. Wade as the justices prepare to consider this fall the constitutionality of Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.